Hey everyone, welcome to All Things Psychic, a podcast with two psychic mediums,
Angelina
and Julie. We are here to answer your questions and share our experiences with All Things Psychic. If you have questions, you can send them to us at allthingspsychicpodcast@gmail.com. And follow us on Instagram at All Things Psychic Official.
Let's start the show.
Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo!
Welcome, everyone.
I totally delayed on that one. Hey, everybody.
Welcome to another episode of All Things Psychic.
Yeah, today...
Angelina and Julie here.
Oh, gosh. We're so excited. You. It's like we're both going to just talk at the same time the whole time.
Yep.
Yep.
Gray skies here.
It is October. It's getting towards the middle of October.
Yeah.
And it's been a few minutes since we've been on. And today we're going to be reading an email that was sent to us by a fan that had some questions.
Woo-hoo.
And then we're going to look into that.
Yeah.
And yeah, we've already pulled some cards to kind of get ready.
Yeah.
And then we're going to see what else comes through intuitively.
Mm-hmm. And Julie has the email. She's going to read the email. And it's from Jennifer. And she's from...
Oh, she's from Satellite
Island,
Florida.
Satellite, Florida.
Yeah. It's a small barrier island.
Oh, wow.
Near Florida.
I wonder if they got hit with that big old ice storm.
Yeah, there's a lot going. There were just tornadoes in Oklahoma this last weekend, which is kind of rare that they would have them this late in the year.
Yeah.
Usually they're done by the end of August, September.
Yeah.
And I think before I read the email, though, I want to pull some cards for the collective.
Okay.
And just...
Sure.
Take it down a notch.
Okay.
and offer...
I feel like we're in trouble.
You usually are. I want to offer... I just want to offer a little bit of a reading for the collective and what I'm seeing that's going on right now.
Okay.
It feels... I know here in Portland, Oregon, it feels like... there's a large amount of vulnerability. People feel very vulnerable. It's not so much, you know, we used to have a vulnerable population and now we're all vulnerable because we're still in the pandemic. We're mm-hmm. still transitioning in some ways with seasons. And so I just wanted to offer some support around that vulnerability.
Okay.
And how people can kind of bolster themselves up.
Okay. Like
how's that feel?
That's good.
Okay.
I'll try to put some input in there.
I trust you will. Yeah. All right. I'm pulling three cards. Let's see what comes up. Oh, okay. Oh, yep.
Oh.
Well, that alone should tell you. No, this is beautiful. So I pulled the Page of Cups, the Ten of Wands, and the Two of Wands. So the Page of Cups is really, it's new friendships. It's nurturing something new that is in your life. It could be a new idea. It's kind of like, it would look like someone that is holding soil in their hand that has like a little sapling in it.
Aww.
Like it's just a super tender sprout, even if it's an idea that you have. Nurture it. Nurture those new beginnings. That takes slowing down. That takes, you know, just putting your attention on something that needs your support and tenderness. Yeah.
Go ahead.
What did you see?
I got
and then we'll do the other two. Okay.
Is moving out of fear and like picking up everything you own that's positive and moving toward the future. So, like for you, new beginnings, like you said, with the sapling and just kind of letting all the things that bring you fear live in the background and just start taking a walk toward the things that bring positive energy into your light. Focus on those instead of anything that is fear-based or bringing you down.
Oh, that is beautiful. Well, so the second card is the Ten of Wands, and it's an image of a figure that is holding like 10 very tall sticks or wands, and you can see the path ahead of him, and there's like a path, and then it leads to kind of like the village where support is. But he's carrying so many wands, which represent the burdens. Like we're carrying so many burdens that we can't even see the path in front of us. It's
That
time to
is.
start saying no. Saying no to adding things onto your plate, taking things off your plate. Just start saying no, letting down some of those burdens, because we don't realize how energetically attached we are when we say yes to things that in the time, 11 in the morning, when you have a lot of energy, you're like, yeah, no, I can totally do that at 6 o'clock tonight.
Exactly.
And
Then
that
6 o'clock
could just,
rolls around, you're like,
I
what
know, it's just like a level of burdens that we can't see our way through because we just keep picking up more and carrying them. What did you pick up from that?
Well, yeah, the same thing. Like, just take what best suits you and move forward. Move toward that village. Like, leave all the fear-based things behind. Because they just don't serve you.
Yeah, you're
So.
going to block your joy of living
Yeah.
if you're overshadowed with all of your responsibilities.
Yeah, I
Okay.
agree.
The last card here for the collective is the Two of Wands, which is a figure standing at the top of the castle, and you can see the top of the staircase that's like going down to the water. But he's standing with a staff in each hand, and he's looking out onto the water. And it's definitely when things get overwhelmed, you want to look at broader horizons. You're probably looking for your ships to come in or where you want to travel.
Yeah, or else, I mean, what this says to me is this journey has shed the heavy burdens and now has the lightest things possible to catapult them into a future that is not, derived in fear and anxiety and.
Yes. I love that. Going from the 10 to the 2, it's saying, you're headed in the right direction. All the discipline and the work that you've put in is going to pay off. And everybody holds the secret to their own growth. And if we're open to any and all possibilities, they will be shown to us. So.
Yep, very well said.
Love that.
So,
All right. So now on to our email.
yeah,
Jennifer
Jennifer.
from tiny little Barrier Island, Satellite, Florida. All right. Hi, ladies. I've discovered your podcast after searching for some answers, both deriving from recent and lifelong experiences. My husband lost his brother a little more than a week ago. It was a sudden and unexpected. We miss Matt more than imaginable. About a month prior to his loss, a hawk would come and sit on my fence, staring at my husband when he was outside daily and in the evening for about 4 to 5 days in a row, sitting full-breasted in view for 20 to 30 minutes at a time. I told him that the hawk was there for him and not for me. He lost his brother, and I cannot help but to think that this was the hawk's message. I have Native American Indian on my mother's side, and after looking into the hawk's present, I was pointed towards Native American beliefs and omens. I can't help but think this certain feeling that the hawk was there for my husband came from my unexplored heritage. Throughout my life, I have either predicted events, seen ghosts, had deja vu experience, known I've had a daughter, or that someone was sick before they did themselves. I know I have a guide with me, keeping me safe or protecting me in dangerous situations. So I'd like to get some advice and see how I may be able to deepen this connection and obtain clarity as to who this person is. All right. Thank you so much. I do know this email is a little all over the place, but I truly feel like I've never needed confirmation in the way that I do right now.
Oh,
that's beautiful.
So awesome.
Jennifer, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jennifer.
You know, so, well, Angeline, I'll let you go first because I've been talking for a bit. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I just want to say that, you know, just to start your, like, this journey that you're on, it's so beautiful. And, I mean, I feel like you're being called to awaken this part of yourself, just to be part of this big movement on our earth moving forward to awaken our spiritual selves. And I pulled some cards for you. For your first question here, when you were asking about the meaning of the hawk before the brother's passing, and what I saw here is that the hawk presented itself to you, to both of you, mainly your husband, to absorb the upcoming passing, like as a symbol of a refocused center, like, you know, what does this hawk mean? Also, the refocusing on the hawk centered your relationship with your husband, and it united you, it united both of you together in that process and before the process. So it kind of strengthened that whole relationship you have before you even entered that process. And also the meaning of the hawk is that it aided in a successful passing and crossing over of your brother. And what I'm getting is that his brother is very happy and couldn't be in a better place and successfully on the other side, and wants you to know that.
Wow. That's beautiful. I mean, I said the same about the hawk. The hawk always, for me, it represents, you know, like kind of the spiritual path of, you know, it's like, oh, you're thinking in the right way. You're thinking, like, keep going. You've got this.
Mm-hmm.
You're onto something. And it wants to validate that.
Okay.
I think also, Jennifer, it really touched on, you know, an opportunity for you to awaken and deepen the Native American part of yourself and kind of go deep dive on this, because you will be able to use what you learn to help others.
Yeah, to help others, for sure. That's what I'm saying too.
Yeah.
Like, part of your spiritual awakening is that you will help others.
Yes. And I'm trusting that's already happening for you, and something that comes to you naturally. It doesn't all have to come from you. You are being guided, and you are being given, you know, kind of whispers along the way, mm-hmm. of where to look for information. And in doing so, you will be passing on information. Definitely with the Native American, you know, storytelling. And just the connection to
symbolism,
the connection to nature,
yep. Nature, yeah,
animal spirits. Yes, if you don't have a deck of like animal
cards, like spirit cards, what are we, medicine cards?
Yes, sorry. Animal, yeah. Medicine cards,
yeah.
Those would be beneficial for you to use as a tool,
most definitely.
When I looked at the brother's passing, I mean, just like he went like straight to the sun. Like, it was just
yeah,
so
there was a big bright.
Yeah, it was just like a big
bright burst,
yeah,
of light.
Like a nova. But I pulled the sun card, which I thought was, you know, validating. And then also the world. He's going to probably explore a little bit on the other side. And then when he's ready to share what he wants to share, he's going to be back in another form to be able to do that.
Oh,
Yeah. So the world card is like,
fantastic.
the just waiting to be reborn. So,
That's incredible.
yeah. So we want to
Okay, so we.
help support you with, about deepening your connection and obtaining some clarity with your guides. And Angelina's going to take a look at that. Will you let me know? Do you see male or female? Let me
Oh,
know
for
what you're
her
picking.
guide.
Yeah,
Oh,
let me know what you're
I didn't
picking.
get to the guide yet. I was getting to like how she can deepen her spiritual stuff.
Oh, okay.
But
Like I
what did you
got
get? What did
all.
you get? 'Cause say it. I don't want to stop you when you get it. I know. I can tell. What is it?
It was almost like two that are together. It looks like almost like twins or
Oh.
like matriarch, patriarch. It's very interesting. I haven't seen this necessarily before. It's like twins.
Okay.
Not like twins. They're twins that just showed up, but one is male and one's female.
Okay. So that's her spirit guides.
Yeah, that's one of
One
them.
of
Like
them. Okay.
there are
Okay.
two of them,
Okay.
but they present, they're so interchangeable. They just present as, like,
Male,
almost like
female.
as
Okay.
one guide,
Okay.
but they're twins.
Okay.
I
Is
yeah.
there a name?
I'll have to think about that. I
Okay,
have to tap into it.
okay, well, you're tapping in. I am looking at like tools that can enhance your abilities. So what I'm seeing here is your mind right now is way too cluttered with earthly concerns, like things that stress you out, bog you down. Chores, tasks, people that don't resonate with you, like things people say that are not good for you. So it's too hard to connect with spirit when your head is in that state of mind. So what you're gonna have to do is carve out a place for yourself where you can be alone and work systematically. Like with a method of over and over again of meditating or coming in and out of spirit consciousness where you open up and then close out, and you will then be able to connect with higher self, higher information that you're looking for. You'll be able to get answers, but it's too difficult to connect when your head is bogged down. So you're gonna have to consciously make a space for yourself and get rid of all the other chatter. Once you start doing this, the information is going to come really fast for you. So be prepared, have a pen and paper or whatever your method of recording information is so you can retain it and visit it later. Okay,
Okay, I know it's like
Julie's having a
squeezing.
big download, so she was plugging her ears.
I was squeezing the information out of my head.
Okay.
This is when I know a bunch of stuff was coming through. Discipline, Jennifer, is going to be very necessary for you to have protection and support at the same time. Discipline, discipline, discipline. Using like meditation every single morning, doing things that are ritual are very important to you.
Her ears were plugged, but I did. This is awesome because I said some of the same things. Keep going.
Oh,
Keep
did
going.
you?
Yeah, keep going.
Oh, no,
No, keep
okay.
going. It's good because that's what we do.
Okay. It's true. My ears, I closed them up. So yes, discipline, ritual, ceremony, all of those words are very important for you to kind of connect with something deeper. I could not get the names of the twins. Well, I'll tell you this. It's like I couldn't understand what the names were. It was almost like maybe a different language. I could not with my human ears and mind understand what they were saying. But then one popped through, and his name was Arthur. And he was like, "All right, I'll go." And he just kind of shoved the other two out of the way. And you have a male guide named Arthur, and he's there. He's a very fatherly type. Well, it's interesting because he said discipline, but yeah, not discipline like how a father would discipline a child in a negative way, but discipline is like he's going to be supporting you with that practice of, all right, I'm going to help provide you with some of the energy when you don't want to do it. I'll be there supporting you. So Arthur's one of them. I
Nice.
mean, along with that, I know that you have so many angels and and departed loved ones, ancestors. It's interesting when I looked at it, I'm sure, could I just say that word one more time today? Just don't let me say it.
You're doing great. You're doing great.
I found it fascinating that when I was looking at your support system, it was everyone was standing in a circle in a field holding hands, and you were in the middle. And yeah, they were holding space, but they were loving on each other, which is really sweet. Like all the guides and the people in the council. It's like they call themselves the council. You know, like we are here to counsel you, we are here. And I just started hearing that word recently, and they're like, no, this is what council looks like. Yeah.
Can she rely on them, give
All
them
of it. Rely on them.
jobs to
Yeah.
do?
Yes.
Okay.
Ask them their names.
Ask them
Ask
for
them why,
help.
yep. What they are, you know, what purpose are they serving? How they can assist you? What can you do to assist them in gratitude and thanks? Yeah. It's deep and it's vast. You know, the open field showed me that it's like just so much bigger than you could imagine. Even in your mind's eye, it just goes on and on and on and on.
How
And this,
exciting for her
yeah,
to tap
this
into it.
circle is just right surrounding you. And that, you know, your husband
Incredible.
has his own set of guides, and you'll receive signs from his brother. And like I said, I'm sure you are already. They were definitely going to be in the forms of nature. I saw that. And then maybe like something really random, but that you know it's from him. Yeah. That's kind of
So
weird.
amazing. Yeah,
Like
so I
a
want.
wrapper of the bubble gum that he liked, or something like that just makes you smile, like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm
Yeah.
curious if the hawk has stayed or come back. So please let us know after this podcast if if you have seen signs or just what new has happened spiritually for you
Yeah.
since you reached out to us. Because I have a feeling there has been a lot of things going on for you. Like, I feel like you're moving rapidly into
I do too.
ascension
And I
of
feel
spirit.
like rapidly into almost like an elder position.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, they're
Like
waiting
people,
for her to
yeah, like
awaken.
people would come to you with it doesn't matter how old you are, but they come to you to seek information, to seek knowledge around something maybe esoteric.
Or answers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And trust that, yeah, that you will know what to do when,
Yeah.
when that happens for you.
Yes.
So,
And totally let us know. I'm
yes.
dying to
And
hear.
if anyone else has something that they would like us to look into, or to read. We are always so grateful to receive your emails.
So grateful. I love it. It's so willing, exciting.
I know it is. And willing and able to assist. So please email us at allthingspsychicpodcast@gmail.com.
gmail.com. And follow us on Instagram at allthingspsychicofficial.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. Have a great rest of your week.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.